Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, we have an interesting conversation for you. As you know, it was Budget Day recently, and a lot of things were announced in the budget. Some people happy, other people not so happy. But one of our listeners has been in contact with us about one particular aspect of the budget this week. And you will know him as a regular caller on Opinions Matter. His name is John, and he's particularly annoyed at one aspect of Budget 2025.
We weren't even going to talk about this topic today because I and this is part of the problem, I guess. I didn't follow the budget. Yes, I don't know what happened in it. I have no interest in it. I have no idea. We could be all getting an extra 50 grand next week and I wouldn't have known about it. So I have no interest in it. So it completely bypassed me. And then on our phone, we got this message at like 12 o'clock today from John, which boiled my piss, I have to be honest with you. But it did.
Yeah, I sent it on to you as soon as we got it.
Yeah.
And you were like, what the f...
Yeah.
So have a listen to this. This is about, as I said, one particular aspect of the budget yesterday.
And that's all we want to focus on.
Yeah. Okay, so have a listen to this.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? It's Sean here. Just getting on to you there about that. Shambles of a budget yesterday. Absolutely shocking, guys. And I'd love you to bring it up on your show or to talk about. Here's the story. The double children's allowance payment. I can't understand it because... the fact of the matter is, a lot of people need it more than well-off people. And I don't understand why the well-off folk in this country are getting it. It should be all means-tested, the children's allowance. And it should always be means-tested. And the likes of Jeremy there, with his three jobs there, you know, thinks that he can, you know, he's entitled to it. He's not. He's not. And there's a lot of people out there like him that's not. But there you go. Yeah, that's just, just wanted to get it off my chest, as one would say. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Good luck.
Okay, so just to explain for those of you like Jeremy who haven't a clue what happened in the budget yesterday, it was announced that parents will receive a bonus children's allowance, a double month in both November and December this year. Okay, so a double children's allowance payment. So if, for example, you get €140 every month because you've one child. In November and December, you'll get €280. Thanks very much. So an extra €280. So a double payment in November and December. Now, last year, there was a double payment made in only one month. And that was in, I think it was December, I'm not certain, it was November or December, but it was only once. This year, obviously with an election in the air, the government are giving everybody who receives children's allowance a double payment in November and December.
Why are people moaning about it? I'm completely lost here. Why is it a bad thing?
Okay, you dropped a bombshell when I told you this earlier on, that you got a bonus payment last year for your children's allowance, yeah?
Yeah.
You hadn't a clue. You didn't even know.
No, because it goes into a kind of like an escrow account.
An escrow account.
Like where the money from Apple went. I don't even know what an escrow. That's the first time I ever heard that expression. No, it goes into a dormant account. Is that the word?
Dormant account is a dead account.
Okay, it's not a dead account. All our children's allowance. Well, I don't know. Actually, it's none of anybody's business where my money goes or where the children's allowance money goes. We don't spend it.
Okay, so you've got three children. Yeah?
Yeah.
So you receive €420 every month. Yeah? You may not even realise this.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no.
You receive €420 every month.
Yeah.
In November and December, excuse me, you're going to get another €840.
Well,
that's the bonus you're going to be receiving, yeah?
Okay.
And what John is arguing is somebody like you, and he actually mentioned you by name, who works, and you go on about it enough, he works three jobs, and you don't need the money. You literally do not need the money, so you weren't even aware that you got it last year.
I wasn't. It's just sitting in the account.
And it's not money that you even need because you don't spend it.
Okay, first of all, it's not my money. It doesn't go to me. It's children's allowance. So I'm not going to go out and buy a new car
No, I didn't say. But some people have to live month to month relying on children's allowance. And I think the point that, that John...
Get up earlier and get a job would be my
point. The point that John is making is that everybody will get this money. Yeah? If you're a multimillionaire and you receive children's allowance, you'll get this money. If you're poverty-stricken, you'll get the exact same as the multimillionaire. And he basically is arguing that that's wrong. Why do you need that bonus money?
I know
he's arguing that it should be means tested. I'm going to be talking to him in a second.
Well, ask him what his knickers are in the knot about. I think that's great news. Now, as I said, it's news to me, but that we get 420 a month.
You didn't even know that?
No, I didn't know. It all goes into an account that we have that is the children's allowance account.
So you don't spend it, you don't use it, you don't put it to use for...
Well, I would imagine if I did spend it, if I came on today now and said that I just went to Turkey and got my hair done...
No, but I'm saying you don't need it every month. You don't rely on it as money.
You're
relying on it as a savings fund for your kids.
I think most people don't rely on it.
Most people do rely on it.
I don't think
they do rely on it. They need it every month.
No, I don't think so.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note.
Well, you were getting it. When you were married, your first marriage, and you both worked in really good jobs, yeah?
Yeah.
You both had really good jobs, making a lot of money. I never heard you in all those years turn around and going, I think I should hand back that children's allowance. You happily took it.
I did take it.
When you were in your cushy management job.
I'm not arguing the point. Yeah. John isn't arguing the point either. He's only saying that you don't deserve the bonus. We never got bonuses when my kids were growing up. There was no such thing as getting an extra... €420 in a month just because the government said so.
That's great. That'll go towards something down the line that maybe may pop up. So, new car. It won't go towards that. Well, maybe it will. Sorry, maybe it will because all our wages, my wife's wages, goes on the kids. So maybe we will spend it on ourselves.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Hey, John, I can smell the lemon down the phone line. You're so bitter. You're bitter that literally I'm getting what I deserve.
There's my point exactly, Adrian. I don't know what I get. And, you know, it goes into an account. And look, I'll use it when I need to. As what you just said, Adrian, and you've exactly made my point. There's people relying on that. And they're waiting for that. Even though it's only announced yesterday, they're actually waiting for that. And they're going to be making a Christmas out of this, you know. As we're Jeremy here, didn't need it, didn't want to know about it, don't want to know about it, couldn't care less about it.
Okay, bonus payment.
I never said I didn't need it, so don't put words in my mouth.
Account.
Everybody needs
it. Well, you don't even know anything about it, so I'm concerned, you don't need it, if that's the case. Because you don't know how much it's about, you don't know how much it's for.
No, I don't.
So
no.
How could you actually want or need that? Or sorry, not want it, but how could you actually, you know, why do you actually think that you would just this if you don't even know how much it's worth and when it's coming through or what it's all about, like, you know, you've just made a point exactly yourself when there's other people that they're banking Christmas
literally
on
will be waiting.
Oh, Christmas is in the wings here. Christmas is literally, you know, it's on a line for these people. And this fella here, he makes a fucking hurt. You know, he makes me laugh, honestly. And there's a load out there like Imagine, and that's the reason why I bring this up.
A load, as in a load of hardworking people that work.
Don't get me wrong here about hard. I have no problem about hard work. It's nothing got to do with hard work. It's people that are over the threshold, way over the threshold.
What
here?
Threshold?
60, 70, 80,000 euros a year.
Sorry, that's
you
nothing.
Know what I mean?
That's nothing, by the way.
That's nothing. When you go away on that, you're minted. Jeremy, you just admitted it here. I'm live on here. Admitted live on here, you don't even know how much it's worth.
You're 77.
You did admit that.
No, I don't. That's
you didn't even know how much children's allowance is.
Why would I know that?
Because there are people literally waiting for that every single month to land into their bank account. The argument here is...
To pay a bill, to pay a shopping bill, to pay an ESB bill, to pay a gas bill.
Or to pay Netflix and fags, to buy fags down in the shop.
That's always the case with you, isn't it? No. Oh, to go out and get a drink and go out and get cigarettes. It's to pay a fucking gas bill, an ESB bill.
How do you know that? Pay, what for. How do you
to pay for Johnny's
for?
Runners, to pay it's for, you know, well, it is the case because I know a lot of people that's waiting on this money and they can't look. Yeah.
The argument is, John, you believe that this, particularly the bonus payment, we'll talk about children's allowance in general in a second, But this bonus payment of 2 months, so whatever you get in a month, if you get 140 in a month, you get 280 in November and December. You believe that bonus money should be means tested, and should somebody like you who might be a bit tighter on money, should you get more of a bonus? Is that what you're looking for?
Anybody that's under a threshold of, you know, I'd say the threshold of 40,000 agents should be definitely getting.
Okay,
you know,
so anybody under 30 grand, say, should get more money, and somebody like Three Jobs Dixon shouldn't get any.
Are we actually, sorry for a second, and I promised I wouldn't get pissed off during this topic, but I am going to get pissed off. Are we literally insulting and criticising someone like myself?
No.
It sounds like you treat.
I'm insulting you.
Yeah, you are.
Trying to say that. But sorry, you're insulting people by saying I don't even know how much it is. Fucking muppet. Bollocks.
I don't have a problem with you, John. It's a problem with you, Adrian, with your snide little three jobs, Dick. You've three jobs as well.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. So I'm not getting children's allowance anymore.
No, it's you, Jeremy, which are your sly arsehole remarks, and oh, sure, you don't even know how much it is. Sure, well, what do I care?
Sorry, I didn't say it like that.
You did,
Adrian.
You did.
You didn't even know that you got a bonus last year of 420 euro.
No, Adrian asked me, because it goes into an account. It goes into an sleeping account or whatever it is that we will access when the kids maybe need to go to college or something like that. But I wasn't being flippant about it, John.
John's argument is,
I wasn't saying,
is it just great for you, the likes of yourself, Jeremy, and everybody else out there that don't need to think about this or don't want to know about this and go back to the account in 16-17 years and say, oh, well, that's great.
No, I earn the money that I earn because of hard work and getting up in the morning.
I never said you didn't. That's not the point I'm making today. The point I'm making is the fact that you don't need it and you don't know how much you don't need it. As far as I'm concerned, you're not explaining that to yourself and all the listeners. You actually don't need it because you don't even know how much it's worth. You don't know how much it's about. Why would you need it? You don't care about it. It doesn't bother you. Oh, it's only pennies
The argument here is, Jeremy, should somebody like a millionaire who gets children's allowance every month,
they should
get that bonus as well.
Yeah, your average millionaire. I knew this question was coming up. John, how much tax did you pay in 2023 last year?
I wouldn't have paid this. You know, I'm only working part-time, so I wouldn't have paid much. But anyway, I pay taxes, so what's the point?
Okay.
What's the point?
Yeah, you could probably fill a piggy bank with the amount of tax you paid.
If I was a millionaire, I'd be doing the rest of what everybody else is doing in the world. They'd have fucking accounts all over the place, and we all know that.
Okay, your average millionaire, depending on what they earn a year, say they're earning 300 grand a year. Say someone who's running a business, a CEO of a business, and they're earning 300 grand a year, 150,000 of that is going on tax. They're paying 150 grand on tax. I pay probably 10 times on tax what you pay, John. Yeah, you want to take more off me? You want to take more even though I'm...
This bonus.
I am literally funding your lifestyle, which you...
I'm funding my own.
Jeremy, I want you to tell me why a multimillionaire who gets children's allowance...
I'll just explain it, because they pay more tax.
But they don't even need them. They wouldn't even notice the money.
They pay more tax into the coffers. The reason we have...
He's always going to use that Asian as a get out card. You pay more taxes than you. You see, the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, I would never, I don't know what it's like to have money. You have it, I don't.
I don't have loads of money.
Whatever it is, I don't want to know. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not deploring you for having more money. Fair play to you. But the fact of the matter is that you don't even know how much this is worth. And you don't know where it's going into some sleeping account there. We'll check it out in 16 years. That's what boils my piss. And you were talking about piss earlier on. That's what boils mine. You know, you couldn't care less about the payments. You don't look, as far as I'm concerned, the likes of yourself doesn't deserve it. I always say this, Adrian. I say this year in, year out, after every budget. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting fucking poorer. That's always the way.
No. What's happening is layabouts like yourself, lazy fucks like yourself.
I'm not laying about. I work as much as I can.
You don't work full time, so calm down there.
Working part, but look, it is. The job's a job, you know. Penalise me because I'm working part time. At least I'm doing something.
Penalised you in this budget.
Well, don't. No. You know,
the argument again, Jeremy, is why does somebody who has loads of money need this extra 140 quid?
I don't have loads of money. So
why does anybody?
Why are you looking at me? I don't have loads of money.
Why should this bonus that you didn't even know you got last year be not be means tested?
Well, if you want to go down that road, in the eyes of the Constitution and the state, every child is equal. So that's why we.
I know, but it does highlight the argument.
Yeah, but this is draconian, and it has been draconian. As I say, and I'm going to make this same statement that I made on the opening point that was Jeremy, people out there need it more than you, and what it should be done is means tested, and I've been saying this for a long time.
And do you feel children's allowance in general should be means tested or just the bonus?
Without a doubt. No, means tested. The whole children's allowance should be means tested.
So if you're earning over 50 grand a year, or
100% Adrian. I've always said this. If you're over a certain threshold, you shouldn't be getting it. It's as simple as that.
Okay, stay with me for a second, John. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this.
I'll just stop going into work then. I'll just deliver chicken balls 5 nights a week and let the government look after me for the rest of it. That's what it is. Why do I bother getting up in the morning? I'm literally being... You're looking down my nose. People are looking at their nose on me because I'm getting up and doing an honest day's work. Bizarre. It's bizarre.
Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, lads. How's it going?
Good, thank you, Henry. Children's allowance, and particularly this double Christmas bonus, should be means tested, according to John here.
No, but it should be. The only way, no, I believe Jeremy is entitled to have it because he works hard, he works 3 jobs, he keeps the country going, right? But you have layabouts out there who don't bother getting up off their fucking lazy holes and bloody walking, right? They rely on everybody to look after them, right? And that actually pisses me off. Now, I don't have children myself, right? But I know plenty of people who do work and do have children, right? And you know what? They deserve it. But I know plenty of other people who pop out kids like fucking your papo bloody cork in a bloody machine, right? And that's what pisses. There, I believe they should get less than what people out pay tax get, right? Because I believe if you want more money, you go out and work and you earn it, right? And don't be expecting Mr. John Doe taxpayer to bloody fund it for you.
We know, though, for whatever reason, Henry, that there are some people literally living on the poverty line here in Ireland and kids being brought up in poverty. We need to look after those children. The state has a duty of care to look after those children. Would you agree with me?
No, because if you say poverty, no, I guarantee, I look around the place, no, kids are wearing the best pair of trainers, they have all mobile phones and everything. What poverty?
There are people who are really struggling financially. They're in a bad way.
But Jesus Christ, we're all in bad ways. Like, but we learn to live within our means. Like, I work, but I'm not on the best of money. But I learn to live within my means.
So when it comes to this, particularly the bonus payment, so in November and December this year, anybody in receipt of children's allowance, whether they're rich or poor, will get a double month in November and in December. So as I said, if you have 3 children, you get 420 a month, you'll be getting an extra €840 before Christmas, even if you're a multimillionaire. Is that right?
Yeah, because, hold on, who's paying for it, Jeremy? The people who are working. Okay. And I believe you should get a bang for your buck.
Okay, John, let me bring you back in then. People, the richer people are paying more tax and they actually deserve it more than people who don't pay tax.
So the richer people are getting richer, as I said, Adrian, earlier on, and the poorer are getting poorer. You know, as that man said there, and he's right, he said it himself there. You know, the fact of the matter is, Adrian, this money could be going somewhere else. It could be going to different projects, it could be going to everything else other than just getting the richer, richer. You know, as a key pointing out, Jeremy Dixon didn't know how much it was even going into the account. So,
what's your issue?
I'll tell you why I'm going to go on that, because if you're the case, how many thousands and thousands of cases are out there the same as yourself, Jeremy, that just, You know, and get it for free.
I've paid probably 10 times more
taxes.
I pay over the
John, at least Jeremy actually pays his way in society. You don't.
Oh, no, I do. Sorry about that.
What tax do you pay?
I pay my taxes. Look, it wouldn't be as much as Jeremy, but I pay taxes. But the fact of the matter is, what I'm saying
is, hold on,
I'm not getting into tax brackets and anyone. And look, it is where it is. It doesn't matter. Look, I don't know what you're even talking about. You don't even have kids. But my point is that if you had kids, what the fact of the matter is, the point I'm making, and the point that I didn't make is, just people out there like Jeremy that hasn't a clue what amount of money they're worth or what bonuses they're worth, but there's other people relying on this. This is what I'm saying.
John, I can bloody guarantee, right, the amount of people that will be using that children's loans money to get their fucking hair done. I guarantee you.
Well, I can guarantee you as well, straight back to you, that there'll be other people relying on Christmas over that money.
Do you not accept, Henry, that a bonus payment like this is very important to some people, that they rely on getting a little extra at Christmas time in November, in December, that they rely on, they need it.
Of course they do.
Everybody bloody needs something, but Jesus Christ, but don't be begrudging Jeremy for getting it, because he works hard, he helps pay his
way. He doesn't need it. That's what my point is.
But John, he pays, more money goes out of him.
He's paying taxes because he doesn't even know how much he's getting every month. Henry, the fact that I'm there is, Henry, see the likes of Jeremy Dixon's in this country, they don't need it. I'm trying to tell you this, Henry, you're not listening.
Here, hang on, John. Without the Jeremy Dixon's in this country, you'd be getting none of your
dollars. The fact of the matter is, this is the make and break for their Christmases. Can I ask you, John? Go on, Henry.
John, if it was not for Adrian, Jeremy, or myself, you would starve to that long ago.
I'd be starving all the way here. I wouldn't eat fuck all of you, Adrian, or fucking anybody else. Here, come here. I'm well ahead of you.
John, you're relying on us more than we rely on you. Get your shit together, Henry.
Good man. And what you want, the Blue Peter badge? Give it over. Henry, you're not getting the point I'm making, Henry. You know, so listen, come here. There's no point in talking. You keep going round and around and
around. John, I want to ask you. Yeah. Obviously, you received children's allowance over the years. For you, how many children have you got?
Oh, two, actually.
Okay, and one would be grown up now, so you don't get for your elder one. Do you still receive it for the younger child?
I do, actually.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
So this double month payment is, how important is that to somebody like you?
Do you know what, Adrian? I'm going to be honest. It's not as important to me than it is what I know other people are going through. I'm going to be okay. I always will be okay. But the fact of the matter is, I know people out there that are really needing this. I'm really, really, really needing this. 10 times more than I would.
And those people, do they work full time?
They don't. Some people can, some people do, some people don't.
So none of them work.
I can't go through everybody. So they all
have this one thing in common: they don't work full time.
A lot of them do, but you know, they're under the thresholds, Jeremy, that they don't. They're what they're earning, they're still on the poverty line. Hold on, excuse me, ask me a question. Will you give me a minute to fucking answer your question, Jeremy? People are out there boasting their bollocks, Jeremy, and they're nowhere near as much money as you are. And the fact of the matter is,
skill up.
I heard you saying that before. How embarrassing of you, a grown man, to tell people they skill up.
Sorry, up skill.
You know, but the fact of the matter is that they're getting what they're getting week in, week out, and they're still on the poverty line, and they're still relying on this money to come through to make or break their energy bills, their food bills, their
and I,
you know,
and I,
again,
and I, and I'd be on
shitty government,
and,
Can I tell you something, John?
The government isn't baby daddy. Okay, everybody thinks the government is baby daddy.
The government
daddy.
Are being paid to do what they're paid to do. The point that John is trying to make is there are people
who will literally be waiting for that money to land into their bank account.
Thank you, sir. Is Christmas
a different time of year? Do people not know Christmas is coming up in December? Oh, Jesus. We should really tell them.
You can tell you're not living on the poverty line.
No, you patronizing prick. No.
There are people literally living on the poverty line that need an extra handout, and you're saying...
They're getting it.
Sorry, John, go on.
I want to make this point clear to Jeremy there. They're getting it. They're only getting back what they put into the kit. You see, here's the thing, and I don't know where the fuck you'll be in, Jeremy. Again, you've so much money there, you don't care. But in the last year alone, people are being poverty-ized by the inflations of this country, the fuel prices, ESB bills, the gas bills, the food bills, and you're telling me they're getting it. What in the fuck name of Jesus that government? What did that budget do for people? What did it do for anybody?
Oh, the government's baby daddy. They need to pay
for my kids. They have to have their hands on the public purse, right? And they gave fuck all to nobody, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they gave you 12 euro a week extra in social welfare.
What's it going to do, Adrian? 12 euro extra a week. What's that going to do for the pensioner? What's that going to do for carers? What's that going to do for anybody, Jeremy?
Okay, do me a favour, John.
The fact of the matter is that they put the fucking fuel bill and the petrol and diesel up. You know, we're the dearest country in Europe now for petrol and diesel.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this and a huge reaction to this conversation. Have a listen to this.
Hey lads, I can't come on there because I'm in work, but I just had to send in a voice message to that fucking Muppet John. That lad's only fucking raging because he only got 12 euro on the extra dole. That's what's wrong with him. You know, he probably has, all his kids are probably growing up now and he probably feels hard done by because he only got 12 euro. But for the rest of us, I happen to have 3 kids. And do you know what? I'm going to be living it up in November and December. I get 800 and... I don't even know, it's over 850 euro or something in November and 850 euro in December. If they want to give it to me, I'm going to take it. Like, that lad's just fucking acting the prick now because he's probably got nothing over and he feels a bit hard done by. Well, here's what you can do, John. Go and get yourself a fucking job. What you do?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Emma has been in touch with her opinion and addressing John.
Hi, lads. I actually think it's laughable that you're playing a voice message from him. John, given out that Jeremy is getting it. Sorry, John, do you not claim off the dole and don't work? Oh, sorry, you deliver curries. Yeah, well done, John. Good man. And Jeremy, so with his 3 jobs. Jeremy's currently working 3 jobs because he needs to. Do you think Jeremy wants to be out every Saturday night DJing when he could be at home with his family and his wife and his kids? No. So shut your fucking mouth. And it is absolutely well deserved. If anything, the people at work and the people that give money to our state should be getting more. And the people like you, John, I'd give you fucking nothing.
Okay, what do you say to that, John? The people who pay their way, who pay a lot of tax, they actually deserve the money more than somebody like you who, by your own admission, paid a minimal amount of tax last year.
No, that's my point, Adrian. I've always made this clear, and Emma there and whatever the other guy, you know, I've always made it clear, I've never hid this, you know, because the reason why I don't pay much tax in this country is, Adrian, because I don't want to, but the fact of the matter is, and I'll tell you, it's a boy.
Who wants to pay tax though, John? I get that,
but the fact of the matter is, what I told you is why, because you get fuck all out of this country. This country's a shithole. And the fact of the matter is, you have a government there that promised a bumper budget for everybody in the audience, okay? And said they're going to look after everybody.
We have the Apple tax. We have everybody. Yeah, everybody on board here. We have millions and billions on board.
Basically, you want more money to sit in your hole. That's basically what you're looking for.
No, I tell you what it is. Here's the fact of the matter is, if you get in, look, I'll educate you one of the days, Jeremy. I really will. But the fact of the matter is, this country, as I said to you already, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
You know, it's
a shithole of a country. There's no fair system here at all. There never was a fair system.
John, I want you
It's all about the landlords. It's all about the people on the top. And again, the icing on the cake.
John, I want you to come to one of my gigs some weekend, and I'm going to play your favourite song at one of my gigs. Gimme. That's all it is. Gimme. That's all you want. Hands out.
I told you, I'm going to be always okay, and I'm going to be okay. But the fact of the matter is, Can I ask you this?
You're okay because of my taxes. You're welcome.
Did that guy that left the comment there a few minutes ago?
You're welcome.
€12. Where the fuck is anybody? What's everybody? What is anybody going to do €12 a week?
John, it's better than no euro.
€12, Joe Agent. But the prices that are gone in this country, as I said to you already before you went for the ad break, you know, we have we're the dearest in Europe now for petrol and diesel. The Green Party, they've killed the brigades, the coal, the whole lot. We're spending, geez, anybody that's on, you know, solid fires there, or, you know, look, the country's in a fucking mess. And the reason being it's in a mess is because of these assholes in government. And it's been this every single year.
Hang on. Let me bring in Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
Hello, Adrian. I do not wish to speak to the stuck-up fucking snob, Jeremy.
Oh.
You are always on top of everything, Jeremy, aren't you? You always have this, you always have that. You look down on people.
I look down on lazy people who won't work, yeah.
At least John is willing to come on and tell you the truth. Now, I have worked all my life, and I had to give up working when my husband got motor neuron. I also care for my daughter with a disability. Now, I own my own house because myself and my husband worked, and we paid very, very big taxes. So it's not your taxes that's given me money or John money. We worked for our taxes and worked 40 years for our taxes. So what I'm getting from they're only giving it back to me.
And at what point, Kathleen, Francis, did I turn around and say, give pensioners fuck all? Pensioners are scum. They don't deserve a penny. Give pensioners and carers nothing.
You look down on everyone, Jeremy. You really do.
No, I do not. I think being a carer... I think being a carer is one of the most important jobs that anybody can do.
It's the fucking hardest job in the whole wide world, 24/7.
Hang on, Agent. This is important. I want you to take that back. The accusation that I look down my nose on carers because I've never...
I didn't say you look down your nose on carers. I said you look down your nose on everybody. Yeah, you do. It's not just about this. It's about everything.
So I look down my nose on carers. Is that what I do? I didn't take back what you just said.
I told you my position.
I said to you, you look down on everyone.
At least John, come on and tell the truth.
Okay, Francis, let me ask you your opinion, because it was John that brought this to our attention. There's a double payment being given out to people in receipt of children's allowance. Everybody who gets it will get two double months, yeah? He's arguing that people who are high earners don't deserve it because they don't even need it.
I don't think they do either. Like the likes of Bono, that doesn't keep any money in the country. He should be fucked off altogether.
You know, his kids are all well grown up. But so anybody who's who's a high earner should not get this extra bonus.
Let me ask you a question, Francis. I'm going to throw it back at you.
Yeah.
Why are you looking down your nose on people who earn a good wage? Why are you looking down your nose on those people?
I said people who have millions should not get the children's allowance.
Why are you looking down your nose on people who are successful?
Because they have millions. You don't need it. No, but Jeremy.
Well, why are you looking down your nose on them?
No, the question we're asking is, do wealthy people deserve to receive this bonus when they won't even know it's in their bank account?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't know, Adrian. No, like, Jeremy doesn't know.
Interestingly, actually, Minister Heather Humphreys was asked about this in a press conference, and she said, well, if they don't want it, they can give it back.
I will in my shite be giving it back. Whatever chance I had, I won't be giving it back now after listening to this nonsense.
No way, you don't even know it's in your bank account, Jeremy.
Well, I do know, I'm not... The way... I'm really, really angry over this, Francis. The fact that you said I look down my nose on carers. I asked you, you said...
I did not say...
You didn't say look carers. Down your
nose. No, I didn't, and you can play it back.
You said...
You can play it back.
You do look down your nose on people who are on social welfare.
She said...
Yes, that's what I said, Adrian.
Can I get this... Pause for a sec there. Can I get this straight, because this is very important. Francis said, and I'll rewind back the podcast, those of you who are listening... You'll hear it again.
You can wind it back.
Rewind it back and pause. She said, "You look down your nose on everybody, at everybody." Okay, carers.
Yeah,
on
everybody. I didn't include carers. Well, I didn't say carers.
Okay, right. You don't look down your nose on carers.
You always look down your nose on people.
No, I look down my nose on layabouts who don't work for a living. Yes, I do. Thank you. Yes, I do. I look down my nose at people who do not pay their
way. You shouldn't. You can't afford to because you don't know their situation.
I am paying for John's lifestyle. I am paying.
You couldn't be paying for anyone's lifestyle.
I'm paying for John's lifestyle. You should send me a Christmas card.
Folk.
You should send me a Christmas card, John, and say thanks for making Christmas good
for me. You are a complete and utter idiot. And you know what, Francis? Fair play to you, Francis. You know what? Francis, you made a very big valid point there. You said it there, and you paid your taxes. You've paid all your royalties. You've done everything for the country.
Hang on a sec. Don't put yourself in this.
She's done everything. She's done everything for the country, Jeremy. And she's only getting back what she put in. That's what she said.
Sorry, hang on a second.
That's what she said.
Hang on a second. Don't put yourself in the same category as a woman who had to give up work to look after her husband as motor neurone
disease. No. I never said that. While you were what she put in, she's only getting back out. That's all she said.
Hang on, John. Jeremy's arguing not to put yourself in that category. Yes. This woman worked full time for 40 years.
You deliver.
Oh, I get that. I'm only saying what she said. What she done.
And you deliver.
What she done.
You deliver a few three and ones as a side hustle.
I said this to you, Jeremy. And I said it before and I'll say it again. If I can go under the radar for as long as I can, it's going to piss you off and everybody else off out there, so well be it.
Okay,
I will be still doing it and no one is ever going to fucking. I don't care. Okay, I never will.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Sean.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? I just want to say about John, he's an absolute plank. He's like, does nothing for society and is constantly giving out about fucking benefits. Everything's getting handed to him. He's talking about people struggling. You know, there's people out there that are actually fucking struggling, you know, worse than what John would be like, and they're not out fucking robbing curries out of Dunn's or whatever, you know. And saying that, like, It's a children's payment. Why the fuck are people complaining about a children's payment? Like, every child deserves it, you know? You could turn around and say, yeah, these fucking millionaires, you know, these cunts that are fucking making a fortune, yeah, well, they don't need it, don't give it to them. But at the end of the day, it's for children, and kids deserve it, so, you know? And those that want to fucking actually do nothing in life and not add to fucking society, you know, and complain about benefits, like, they'd be the same type of people that won't even use the money on the kids. They'll use it on fucking smokes and drink and nails and eyebrows and whatever other bullshit, like, so they need to stop complaining. Have a good one.
All right, John, thank you. Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
How are you? Not too bad. And yourself?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I'll just say this, right? I kind of agree and disagree in some ways, but they're saying that, like, it benefits all across the board. Well, I bought a house 15 years ago, an affordable house. To be honest, I was duped into it. The biggest joke the country has ever seen. If you've seen what I pay for my mortgage monthly here, you'd probably cry yourself to sleep at night. And I tell you, it's hard to pay it. 4 or 5 interest rates in the space of a couple of months. I'm actually surprised at Ireland that they haven't stood up and start marching on the banks, demanding that interest rates get lowered, because these are problems that are not being addressed. People on variable rate are getting absolutely annihilated. Then further on down the chain, you have people giving out about high rents. I understand the high rent. I totally get why landlords are not all landlords, but I totally get why some of them are doing it. Because their interest rates are absolutely through the roof, and there's absolutely none of the, nothing anybody can do about it.
Okay, so tell me what it is that would make my eyes water when I hear about the amount you have to pay.
Well, I my mortgage is now three times what it was when I started my mortgage. Three times the amount. So when I was assessed for my mortgage...
How much is your mortgage a month?
It's $2,500.
Jesus. Really?
I swear to God, it's two and a half grand a month.
On affordable housing.
I got into a little bit of difficulty, and I got myself out of a little bit of difficulty with the COVID, and I paid off all the arrears and all, and it's still $2,500 a month.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So what's your view then on this conversation that we're having here about the bonus children's allowance payments being made in November and December to everybody? Should everybody get it?
Wait, you know what? You can't please everyone, right? And I do understand that kids do need benefits and all this. And I'm a lady myself, but I see a lot of this shit of ladies able to go around with lovely long fancy nails and lovely lashes and all. And I agree with what you're saying. Now, I'm not saying all, there's some great mothers out there that are doing it for fathers as well that aren't there. I'm not saying all mothers, but we do see it. They're going around in the best of gear, and the kids aren't even going around in the best of gear. You know, like, there is people squandering this money, and it's hard when you work hard and you pay for your own home and you can't afford these luxuries, and you see people that are just spitting out kids and not a care in the world. I just think... And like, I'm not saying that I'm saying the system is wrong. That there's no benefit.
Again, I'm asking: do you believe that everybody, no matter how wealthy or otherwise they are, should get the particularly the bonus payments in November and December?
So, what are you saying, that they're all getting bonus payments, whether you're a millionaire or not?
Yes, if you get children's allowance, yes, you will.
I kind of don't agree with that. Why didn't they do something for the parents that have, or for people that have, like, there's so many other issues out there that they should have put that money into. So many issues. Training. Why don't they train these mothers? They give them all training so they can go out and do 20 hours a week, and they don't have to... It's just messy. It's all messy. It's just there's money. No one knows what it's getting spent on.
We do know what it's being spent on. Should we have the budget this week to tell us what it's being spent on?
No, sorry. You're taking me up wrong there. I'm saying when they're spending this money, we don't know what the mothers are spending this money on. We don't, like.
Oh, sorry. Children's allowance money. Yes. No, of course we don't. We don't know.
It could be going anywhere.
Okay. Do you think then?
I can tell you where it's going, by the way. The nail salons. That's where it's going.
I
am a girl, and I do get my own nails done. It's a luxury that I probably get to do twice a year because I have so many debts because of me affordable housing. Don't anyone buy into the affordable housing. It's the biggest joke ever. Like, the funny thing about it is you're assessed on what you earn then, right? And now it's treble. They didn't tell me. To be honest, if I went for the mortgage now and it was $2,500 a month, right, I'd be refused because I wouldn't be able to afford it. So how did they grant me a mortgage back then to say I would be able to afford it? I pushed it up so high.
And now you can't. Yeah, no, that is ridiculous. Yeah, no, that is ridiculous. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. And I have to tell you, it's extremely busy here today. Mark.
How you doing, lads? I just wanted to say... I'm a single dad of three, two girls, 16 and 11, and my son is 10. It doesn't bother me so much as, like, obviously the children's allowance, like, because I don't see a penny of it either. Like Jeremy, it goes to their mother and they sort it out. What pisses me off is the parents that actually get the children's allowance and then spend it on themselves. Like, for instance, my children's mother was texting me yesterday wanting to know my youngest fella's wanting to know my details to get a passport for my youngest fella, and I was saying, why are you thinking about going away? Like, now I know she works in retail, she has a full time job in retail, but she couldn't afford to take herself and my three kids or our three kids off on a holiday somewhere abroad, so she's using this. Like, I don't mind, like, I know I can't tell her what and what not to spend the money on, but I know for a fact she gets her nails and all done because she admitted it to me, like, and that pisses me off, especially when I give her child maintenance and then I also have them every weekend without fail, my own kids, like, you know. So, like, imagine if I turned around to her and says, listen, can I have a portion of that child maintenance to bring the kids off on a holiday myself, like, you know. She'd fucking hit the wall, and so would any other single mother out there, like, because they have this entitlement that, oh, listen, it's for the kids, it's for me and the kids, like, you know, and they'll say, even if they say, oh no, it's for the kids, it's for her, like, they spend it on themselves, and that pisses me off. And there's a lot of people, a lot of mothers out there that do the same, but they won't admit to it. And when you say anything, they hit the roof and they all gang together and say, oh, we fucking deserve it, we deserve it. No, it's not your money, it's the kids' money.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, let me bring in more of your opinions.
I would love nothing more than to come on, honestly, but I can't because I'm in the middle of work. I need to earn the money to buy the things I don't need to impress the people I don't like, because that's apparently the only thing that people spend their money on unless they're on the dole. So I don't understand where this guy is coming from with the entitlement and the I deserve this and I'm entitled to this. You're either entitled to it or you're not. If you means tested it, half the country would be off of it, because they'd be caught out in their cash and hand jobs. No, that's not what I meant. But what I mean is there's people out there that may be struggling. They don't let you know they're struggling or let other people know they're struggling. But if they're doing well, that's no reason to not get these things. And if you're one person's entitled to it, everyone's entitled to it. And that's just the way it is at the moment. So, I mean, this guy's gone on as if, like, if Jeremy gets the child benefit payment, it's going to be taken right out of his pocket. Like, it's not. It's actually out of his pocket and my pocket and everyone else's pocket who pays tax. I mean, I don't even have kids. So I suppose, in a way, everybody who has kids, you're welcome from all the taxpayers for getting that. So well done.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. What did you want to say to John, Angela?
I want to ask you, Adrian, actually. How many kids have you?
I have two.
Two. Did you get children's loans?
No, they're grown adults.
No, did you?
My ex-wife did.
Yes, but you were with her when you had the kids, yeah?
Yep, I was.
Yeah, were you going to hand it back?
No. Oh, not.
Well, then why should Jeremy?
The conversation really started over the bonus in November and December. Yes, we never got any bonuses when my kids were growing up. Never.
But if you did get the bonus, would you have handed it back?
I may not have, no.
You wouldn't.
No, I may not have.
No, and isn't it very good that Jeremy's actually putting away the children's allowance for his children? Do you not think that's an absolutely amazing thing to do?
An amazing thing to do.
That he's saving for his kids. He's looking at his kids.
Can you understand? Can you understand how so many people were horrified to think that he didn't even know that there was a bonus last year? He didn't even know that.
No,
that's how little he needs the money.
It's not how little he needs the money. It's the thing is, that money goes straight into account. It's a children's allowance for his children. What's the big problem? What I'm saying is, did you know how much you were getting back in the day on the children's allowance?
Because I was separated from my ex-wife at that time.
But, and you did know how much the children's allowance was?
No, because she got it.
Do not think she got it. Do you not think you should have had an interest back then to know exactly how much your children were getting?
No,
or
because
you just didn't need to?
Because she got it.
Yeah,
I didn't get it. Only one parent actually gets it. And when you're separated, it's generally the
mother. Yeah, I know only one parent gets it, but I can guarantee you ask 99% of the men out there how much the children's allowance is, and they'll know how much it is.
No, I totally disagree with you. I guarantee you most men won't have a clue how much it is. Won't have a notion.
Oh, I guarantee you they will. I guarantee you. Any man will tell you exactly how much the children's allowance is, especially if they're separated, because they know exactly what their exes are getting for their kids. But you didn't need to, because you had enough money to cover everything for your wife and your kids.
Yep. The point you're making would I give them money? This is like crying over spilled milk.
Adrian,
I'm not the one. Sorry.
During the Celtic Tiger,
this conversation.
You don't like it. This conversation started over.
You know, during the Celtic Tiger, Angela, Adrian was Mr. New Car every year. New car every year.
No, I was not. Yes, don't be telling lies.
Yes, you
don't
did.
Don't tell lies. That yes, is not true. Did.
Every new
the
year.
The first new car I got was the year before last. No. Since the 80s.
Well, they were relatively new cars. I remember you driving around in an Avensis before it even came out. You did. You were always Mr. New Car Kennedy.
But Adrian. So the thing is, right, let's say you were supporting your ex-wife and kids, okay, back in the day while you were working, and you don't know how much they were getting.
Oh, I know how much I was giving.
No, I didn't. I asked you, didn't know how much she was getting.
I didn't know how much children's allowance was because I didn't get it. It never came near me. So why would I?
But you see, it all comes into one. If you're separated, you need to know how much she's getting. Because every other man out there that is separated will turn around and go, well, she's getting the children's allowance as well. Why weren't you? Because you could afford it. Because you were earning enough money to cover you.
No, I didn't get it because they were living with their mother. Yeah. That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah, but you still had to support them, didn't you?
Yes.
So you never took into account that your ex-wife was getting children's allowance?
No.
No, because you could afford it.
Well, we could. Afford to stash it away in a bank account until they turned 18.
You always call Jeremy begrudging. Now you're begrudging.
I'm just making a statement of fact. We couldn't afford to turn a blind eye to the money and just stash it away in a bank account for the kids. Let me bring in more opinions on this. This is Alan.
Adrian. The government is not the daddy. If Jacinta down on number 3 is struggling to live as it is, why the hell is she bringing a kid into the world?
No, it's another day's conversation. Let me go to Karen. You're on Opinions Matter, Karen. How are you?
Hiya, lads. I just spent 8 months fighting for a school place for my little girl and had to leave my job during that time. And I found life very, very difficult since this all happened. And I'm listening to your man there talking about the children's allowance. Everybody should get it. We all have children. We're in the
Everybody does get it, Karen.
Everybody should get it.
Yeah,
you
but the conversation really is about this double bonus. A bonus in November and a bonus in December.
People who are absolutely minted are getting that money as well if they've got kids.
Is that right?
Well, everybody should get it. We all have children. We all have to work. We are in a cost of living crisis where we have our bills are sky high. I mean, $9.50, my bill came in for 2 months. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm laughing at your man coming on there with his ex-partner ringing him up looking for, I don't know, money for whatever it was. And he's begrudging them little children a holiday because she decides maybe she couldn't afford a holiday for the summer for them. And she's entitled to bring her kids away on holiday, and he shouldn't begrudge his children either. And whatever she uses it on, she's focusing on her children. But not every mammy out there is going out doing their hair, doing their nails, doing this, doing that. Some of us are out there and we're actually genuinely paying our bills and trying to get through week to week, you know. And as I said, I've just spent the last 8 months fighting for a school place for a little girl that I have with autism, and I couldn't secure a place only up until last week for her. There should be more resources put in by the government, in all fairness, for children with disabilities. I'm a full-time carer to my child. I go out and I work part-time, and I haven't been able to go to work, and that will be a huge help to me come now Christmas.
And this is the exact point that John was making earlier on, that some people will almost be counting the days until that extra money will land in their bank account.
And there is family struggling, definitely.
Okay, and we're agreed on that. There are some people that will be literally counting down the days until that money lands for whatever reason they're financially strapped.
There are others
who don't even know that they got it.
You see, that's the thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, and good for them if they don't realise they get it. But as you say, there is people and they are struggling day to day.
Okay, but should those people who, you know, 140 quid extra for per child isn't going to make any difference. It won't even be noticed in their bank account. Should they even get it?
Well, that's up to the government to decide that. It's not up to me.
Yeah, but I'm asking you what you think.
Well, I don't begrudge anybody anything. At the end of the day, as I said, we're all living in a cost of living crisis, and that chap doesn't work there three jobs for nothing, let me tell you.
Thank you,
Karen. So obviously he has a huge mortgage, and he has his bills coming in, and he has children to support and a wife as well.
Three kids.
And all I'm saying to you is, at the end of the day, there should be more put in, more resources by the government. All this money that I see every year in this budget, I don't even think it goes to what it's supposed to go to.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Karen. Great to talk to you. A few more opinions like this from Sean.
A bit in shock at the guy in London there. Given out about someone like Jeremy who works three jobs, paying loads of tax. He's probably paying a lot more fucking tax than a lot of the people in this country. And fucking basically putting that into John's pocket. And he's giving out and begrudging Jeremy because he has all these jobs and he's getting the fucking extra bit of bob. Just fuck off and get a job, man. Fucking ridiculous.
Leslie!
What difference does it make to anybody what money Jeremy has or how much he works or anything else? Nobody knows what's in Jeremy's bank account. If his children's allowance goes into an account and him and his wife don't touch it, maybe that's their little backup, just in case, God forbid, something happens to one of them in the morning and they can't provide. Like, it's nobody's business. Everybody's getting it. Everyone's entitled to it. Just because someone might have more money than someone else doesn't mean that they can't have it. Like, Jeremy's as entitled to it as John is. Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Thanks very much indeed, Leslie. A couple more messages like this from Keith.
Anyone on 50k a year shouldn't be even fucking considered for the children's allowance. It's for families in need, not families who don't need. So, yeah, anybody with money in their pocket who thinks that they should get it at a kind of cunts that would rip the ass in our trousers to pick up a fucking penny walking down the road. Greedy, scummy cunts. Excuse the French.
No, I won't excuse the French, Keith. And finally, Eddie.
Now, I butt heads with Jeremy most days, but I'll stand up for him here. His work ethic is to be commended. If he has two or three jobs, fair play to him. He works his arse off, he pays plenty of tax, so he's more than entitled to get something back. Unlike that fucking dolehead curry delivering driver who's fucking whinging. See, the amount of tax I pay, I'd say 9,000 tax a year maybe. So my tax probably covers his fucking scratcher for about 35 weeks of the year. You know what I mean? And I get fuck all and he gets loads. And my argument here is, anyone that's long-term unemployed and they're all job seekers, i.e. supposed to be seeking a fucking job, they should be actually getting a cut in their dough, not a fucking double week, because that's rewarding them for being lazy twats. So I stand up here for Jeremy and for any working man and woman in this country who works their fucking backside off. They deserve a break in this budget.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed there. Eddie has your back, Jeremy. That must make your day.
Well, it does. Thank you, Eddie. And I've just spent the last hour working out what I'm going to do with that extra children's allowance bonus. And I will be going to Shanahan's on the Green for a lovely... I'm actually serious. I'm just going to spend it on a lovely steak dinner in Shanahan's.
Thank you for listening.
You ever been there, by the way?
No, never.
They wouldn't let you in the front door, that place.
Not you.
With your bloody...
State you.
With your Dubs hat. Your Dublin jersey and your Dubs hat. They wouldn't let you even in the vicinity of the place.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and that'll notify you every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one. From myself and Three Jobs Dixon.
Yep.
Bye for now.